Well, I'm really glad to be here, and Pat and I both are feeling so much better after so many wonderful meals that have been delivered to us, and that's been a real help, and I think we're much healthier now.
So, 很高兴今天大家又和大家在一起，Pat和我都身体都觉得很好，感谢大家的爱心，为我们准备了食物。
What do you think? Is this bottle half full or half empty?
不晓得当你们看到这，我拿手上拿的这瓶水，你们会说是半满还是半空的呢？
It's a little less full now, but you know, it's interesting to hear different people talk about whether a bottle or a glass is half full or half empty.
这是很有趣的一个问题。当听到人们谈论说，哎，这个瓶子里头只剩下一半的水，或者说是还可以再加一半的水。That's
supposed to indicate whether they are an optimist or a pessimist.
从这里呢，我们也可以看出来一个人是乐观的呢，还是比较倾向于悲观的。Both
would claim to be a realist, and in the case of the bottle, they're both correct.
两个人的说法都是正确的，而且也都讲的是事实，这件事情。The
bottle is half full, and the bottle is half empty.
这个瓶子也的确，你可以讲说是半满，你也可以说是半空的。However,
many things, other things in life are not that clear. What is reality?
但是在现实生活当中呢，有很多的事情并不是这么一目了然的。
In many ways, some would say reality is the opposite of fantasy, and much of the world today is really fantasy.
常常的时候呢，我们会讲现实的相反，就是一种虚幻的。然而，我们生活，事实上，我们的这个世界上，我们的生活呢，很多都是这个虚幻的。
On the other hand, some things are like a preview of reality. But they're just a preview, not yet the real thing.
有很多，换句话说呢，有些事情呢，只不过是现实的这个预览，但是呢，那只是说现实的事情还没有发生而已。Imagine
that I'm looking for a good friend that's coming my way, and as he's walking up the street, the sun at his back.
我们可以想象呢，当我看到一个老朋友迎着面走过来的时候呢，it
casts this big shadow.
面对着这个阳光呢，我们可以看到他背后有一个很大的这个阴影。And
I go out, and I start talking to and just paying attention to the shadow, even while he's still approaching.
即使我这个朋友仍然向我走来。 但是我如果对着这个影子来讲话，不晓得你会觉得怎么样？
Or imagine that Nathan goes to an air show. He's presented with a model of a special plane he really likes.
我举个例子，就是当Nathan去看一个这个航空展的时候，
He could be wondering what it would be like to ride in this plane.
那有人给他一个模型，那他可能会想着，在这个模型里头是怎么一回事呢？
But then he had someone to take him to the real plane and offer him a ride in that plane.
但是当有一个人真正的邀请他到一个真正的这个飞机里头，而且说可以和他一起来乘坐这个飞机的时候，
But Nathan still clings to this model plane that he's gotten attached to.
但是我如果紧紧地抱着这个模型，而不愿意去尝试这个真正的飞机的时候呢，那我可能失去了很多的东西了。The
model seems like the real thing, but it won't fly.
这个模型看起来就像真的一样，但是它却不能用来操作在空中飞行了。
So it seems like it's become, to me, more and more difficult to tell the difference between fantasy and the real thing or reality.
在现实的生活上面呢，对我来讲，好像越来越难分辨，这是事实还是说只是幻想而已。
We watch fantasy superheroes or have fantasy relationships with people on Facebook.
我们在这个脸书上面呢，经常可以看到一些幻想的一些朋友或者是一些事情。
We even have so-called reality TV, which is all staged and not really natural reality.
有我们有所谓的这个真实的这个 TV 秀，但是它实际上呢，只不过是在舞台，或者它并不是真实的这个发生的这个事情。
Now, when it comes to entertainment or books or stories, it's not so important for us to see the difference.
当我们讲到这个娱乐圈，或者说是看一本书或者看一个故事的时候呢，对我们来讲是真实的或者是虚幻的不是一件很重要的事情。
It is important, though, when it comes to life, and should I say eternal life, to be able to see what is reality.
但是讲到我们的现实生活里头甚至讲到说这个永生这件事情来讲，是真实的还是虚幻的，就很重要了。
Now, as I began this series in Colossians, I mentioned that so much of this letter is really about who Jesus is.
就像我前几周一开始讲到哥罗西书的时候，我曾经讲到说这整本书所讲的完全都是耶稣他自己。
So previous messages were titled, Jesus is a firm foundation, Jesus is above all, Jesus is the fullness of God, and today, Jesus is reality.
之前呢，我们谈到说耶稣是一个坚固的磐石，耶稣呢是在一切之上，耶稣是神真相的这个本体。今天呢，我们要来和大家一起来谈耶稣他就是真理。
I hope as we look at God's word today, we see Jesus more clearly, and that he is the reality of what matters most.
今天我希望和大家一起来看，来读神的话语，从当中呢，我们可以更清楚地看到，耶稣他就是那位对我们最重要的真理本身。
Let's read together Colossians 2:13-19, and I'll read it first in English.
让我们一起来读哥罗西书第二章十三节到第十九节。哥罗西书第二章十三到十九节。
Maybe I should mention this is the New Living Translation, a little different sometimes.
我先和大家说明一下我用的这个版本呢是叫 New Living Translation, 和大家熟读的这个 NIV 的 version 可能会有一些出入的。
You were dead because of your sins and because your sinful nature was not yet cut away. Then God made you alive with Christ, for he forgave all our sins. He canceled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. In this way, he disarmed the spiritual rulers and authorities. He shamed them publicly by his victory over them on the cross.So don't let anyone condemn you for what you eat or drink, or for not celebrating certain holy days, or new moon ceremonies, or Sabbaths. For these rules are only shadows of the reality yet to come, and Christ himself is that reality. Don't let anyone condemn you by insisting on pious self-denial or the worship of angels, saying they have had visions about these things.Their sinful minds have made them proud, and they are not connected to Christ, the head of the body. For he holds the whole body together with its joints and ligaments as it grows and God nourishes it.
你们从前在过犯和未受割礼的肉体中死了，神赦免了你们一切过犯，便叫你们与基督一同活过来，又涂抹了在律例上所写攻击我们有碍于我们的字句，将它撤去，钉在十字架上，即将一切执政的、掌权的掳来，明显给众人看，就仗着十字架夸胜。 所以不拘在饮食上，或节期、月朔、安息日，都不可让人论断你们。这些原是后世的影儿，那形体却是基督。不可让人因着故意谦虚和敬拜天使，就夺去你们的奖赏。这等人拘泥在所见过的，随着自己的欲心，无故地自高自大，不持定元首，全身既靠着他，今节得以相助联络，就因神大得长进。
I hope we see today, let's look at this in three kind of sections. First, Jesus is the reality of life everlasting. Jesus is the reality of God's holiness. And Jesus is the reality of our spiritual growth.
我希望大家能够从刚刚我们所读的经文里头呢，我们看到了以下的几点。耶稣是永恒生命的本体，耶稣是神圣洁神的这个本体，而且耶稣呢，他是我们灵命长进的真理。
So first, from this first section, we see Jesus is the reality of life everlasting.
从第十三节，我们看到耶稣，他是我们永恒生命的真理。
In the first part of verse 13, you were dead because of your sins and because your sinful nature was not yet cut away. Who could Paul be talking to?
在这段里头呢，讲到说我们因罪而死，也因为我们罪的这个本性呢，我们还没有能够来，我们还是与神来隔离的。到底保罗是讲给谁听的呢？
Anyone, or rather everyone, would fit that description at one time.
有些人呢，或者说我们当中的每一个人呢，都很可能在我们的生命当中呢，符合刚刚所说的我们活在罪中这回事。
But the second part, then God made you alive with Christ, and He forgave all your sins. He's clearly talking to believers in Christ.
但是在第二段这边说到呢，神在耶稣基督里使我们活过来因为他赦免了我们所有的罪，显然的，这是对所有的信徒而言的。
Of course, we see there's really the same people, but something has changed.
虽然讲的可能是对着同一群人在讲，但是呢，这里头的这个这里头的这个目的呢，却有转移了。
They now have new life, and actually, they now have real life.
现在呢，他们有了新的生命，而且他们有的是真正的生命。
To say I once was dead is not really just a metaphor.
我说呢，我曾经死过，这句话并不是一件比喻，而是真实的。
It can be said I was truly dead spiritually, which means separated from God.
当保罗讲到我曾经在灵里死过，是的，我曾经，因为那句话的意思是说我曾经和神分离过。
Let's see what Ephesians 2, verse 4 and 5 say about that.
让我们接下来看看在以弗所书第二章四到五节这里怎么说。
But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ, by grace you have been saved.
在以弗所书第二章四到五节这么讲，然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救本是本乎恩。
So now, I am together with reality of life everlasting, and that is Jesus.
所以现在我是有永恒的这个 这个 生命，因为那就是主耶稣。
In verse 14, we see the death and resurrection of Jesus was the means of giving us life everlasting.
在十四节这边讲到说，主耶稣的死与复活，那表示的他给我们的永，在他里面，他赐给了我们永恒的生命。
The record of death that stood against us for our sin was nailed to the cross where Jesus paid that price.
当这些罪债追讨我的时候呢，都已经与基督同钉十字架上，因为耶稣基督已经为我们付了这个代价。
God himself has mercifully taken care of that debt problem for all who put their faith in Jesus.
神因着他的慈悲和怜悯，叫世人能够因信着耶稣而免去了这罪债。
Jesus also brought death to the power of sin and to the devil.
耶稣也同时致死了罪和魔鬼的权势。
He did this while empowering us to live a new life that calls believers to live in imitation of Jesus.
在这个同时呢，耶稣他也赐给了我们新生的这个力量，叫所有信他的人可以活出主耶稣他的样式出来。
Now, the term dead in sins is without spiritual or eternal life.
死在罪中呢，意思是我们没有永生了。
But the term dead to sin is to be delivered from its power. Sin is blotted out, erased, removed.
但是把罪致死呢，却是讲我们已经从罪中被救赎出来，罪呢已经被涂抹，已经被擦拭，也已经被除去了。
And then as we look at verse 15, another look at reality shows us that there are powers in the world that are working against us.
在第十五节这里也清楚地讲到在一个真理，也就是在我们的现实生活当中，这世界是不断地想办法来攻击我们。
And the reality is that Jesus had a decisive victory over these evil powers.
但同时呢，真理也告诉我们，在耶稣基督他已彻底地打垮了这个罪恶的权势这件事情。
On the cross, they were stripped of their power to accuse Christians before God.
在十字架上呢，神在神的面前呢，这个十字架的这个事实呢，撤除了罪恶和权势对耶稣基督的控诉。那耶稣基督呢，也展现了耶稣基督在十字架上的作为呢，来撤除了罪在神面前控诉耶稣基督这件事情。
Yeah, the word devil itself actually means accuser or slanderer. Accusing you.
恶者呢，他原本的意思呢，也就是他是一个控诉者，他是一个重伤者。
So, when the world tries to convince you that you're just an accident of biology, without any purpose, and certainly of no worth,
所以当这世界呢，想要来告诉你的一件事情，就是说我们人只不过是生物物种演变的一个偶然所产生的一个产物，我们之所以产生呢，并没有目的，我们是没有价值的。
You can just point out, that's not reality.
但是当你听到这句话的时候，你可以勇敢地指出来这一件事，这并不是事实。
The reality is that God loves you so much and you are of such great worth.
这真理告诉你的是神爱你爱到一个地步呢，甚至把他的独生子也赐给了我们，而且那也表示我们是多么在神的眼中是多么有价值。
Such great worth that he gave his son to die on the cross and raised him from the dead to give you that everlasting life with him.
也就是刚刚讲的 神爱我们爱到一个地步呢，他把他的独生爱子赐给了我们，被钉死在十字架上，而且从死中复活，所以他能够给你给我这永恒的生命。
So Jesus is also the reality of God's holiness, of all things demanded by God in the law, the Old Testament.
在旧约里头呢，神所定的一切律例当中呢，耶稣是神圣洁的这个本体。
God said in Leviticus 11, For I am the Lord who brought you up out of the land of Egypt to be your God. You shall therefore be holy, for I am holy.
在旧约的利未记11章45节这么说道，我是把你们从埃及地领出来的 那耶和华，要做你们的神，所以你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
The laws of the Old Testament were necessary in order to show us the need of the gospel, because we can only be holy in Jesus.
旧约律法的颁布呢，是绝对必要的，因为它展现了为什么我们需要一个福音，因为呢只有耶稣在耶稣基督里面，我们才可能成为圣洁。
But the Old Testament covenant and observances were a shadow pointing to the future reality that was fulfilled in Jesus Christ.
这些旧约的律例典章里头呢，讲的不过是一个将来要借着在耶稣基督里完成的一个事实的影儿。
Let's look together at Hebrews 10, verse 1.
让我们一起来读这个希伯来书第十章第一节。
The old system under the law of Moses was only a shadow, a dim preview of the good things to come, not the good things themselves. The sacrifices under the system were repeated again and again, year after year, but they were never able to provide cleansing for those who came to worship.
在希伯来书第十章第一节这么讲到当初摩西所颁布的这些律法呢，只不过是一个影儿，是将来要成就式的这个一个预览，并不是将来要发生事的这个本身。在这样子一个系统里头，这些牺牲呢，仍然需要不断的重复，一年一年的需要重复因为这些牺牲并不能够来带给人类有一个完全的这个赦免和把我们带到神面前。
Then we're told in verse 16, Don't let anyone condemn you for what you eat or drink, or for not celebrating certain holy days, or new moon ceremonies, or Sabbaths.
在我们刚读过的哥罗西书二章十六节这边讲到说呢，不拘在饮食上或者节期、月朔、安息日上，都不可让人来论断你们。
So the Sabbath, for instance, really pointed to the reality of the rest that we have in Jesus.
安息日呢，是最能表达一个我们可以在主耶稣基督里安息的一个事实。
But just setting aside a day, kind of in a legalistic way, is not going to get you your rest from anxiety.
但是我们如果只是在沉迷在众多的这个礼俗当中呢，它并没有办法来把我们的焦虑来挪去的。
Only a life totally at rest and dependent on Jesus will do that.
只有完全的在耶稣基督里的安息呢，我们才可以达到完全的被释放。
So putting these restrictions, which the New Testament never has, as a requirement to God involves us in a legalism. And it has its roots in not trusting God, really.
Those 根源于不信神的这个礼俗呢，而牵生出来限制我们 到神那里的一些规条呢，这些都不是新约的教导。
This is what was being taught to some of the Colossians by false teachers.
这就是在哥罗西书这里所讲到一些假教师，他们想要来迷惑世人的。
Sadly, there's many well-meaning Christians who are doing the same thing.
很不幸的，有很多劝人为善的基督徒，我们这也是在做的同样的事情。
They're chasing shadows.
我们在追寻的这个影子。
They're trying to please God by keeping religious rules and observing religious rituals.
我们认为这样可以，我们认为追求这个宗教的这个礼仪，或者是一些宗教上的这个习俗呢，我们可以来讨神的喜悦。
That's what's called legalism, trying to treat biblical standards or conduct as regulations to be kept by our own power.Key, in order to for God's favor.
这些呢，就叫世上的小学呢，他们不过是把想用圣经上一些设立一些圣经行为的一个准则，让我们呢好像能够靠着我们自己来讨神的这个喜悦。
So legalism is really there.Whenever a person is trying to be good before God in his own strength, without relying on the merciful help of God in Christ.
世上的小学呢，就是这样子，要彰显我们个人的这个能力靠着我们自己我们可以来讨神的喜悦，而不是来倚靠在耶稣基督里头。的能力来讨神的喜悦。
You could say that legalism is putting or is godly behavior that is not from faith. That's legalism.
世上的 One more time.
You could say that godly behavior that is not from faith is legalism. 1 more time. Okay. It's to say that we're doing good, but we're doing it on our own, not because of our faith. That and when I spread that, that's legalism.
世上的小学呢，就是教我们可以靠着我们自己来讨神的这个喜悦。
Okay. The problem is good Christian behavior inherited from forefathers. It does not grow out of humble reliance on the merciful strengthening God of God.
这里就出现了一个问题是我们从我们先祖所遗传而来的我们不懂，我们不懂得靠着这个，也不懂得谦卑，不懂得依靠这个仁慈的这个神来支取这个力量。
Legalist is always the older brother of the prodigal son. If you know that story,
如果你们记得圣经上讲到这个。那位浪子的这个哥哥，他就是一个这样子的一个代表。
They're really both the blood brothers in God's sight because both reject the sovereign mercy of God.
他们都是属在神的眼中，他们都是属血气的，因为他们都拒绝了神的这个怜悯。
They do it as a means of righteousness and to use good behavior or bad behavior as a means of expressing their independence, their self-determination.
他们所用的这个方法呢，就是用自己行为的好坏来表达他们自以为意的一种方式。
So legalism is setting up specific requirements of conduct beyond the teaching of what the Bible has.
世上的小学呢，他们设立了一些非常特异，并不属于圣经的一些教导的这个教条的这个行为。
And then making that obedience, the means by which a person is qualified to be participate in this local body. Not this one necessarily, but one someplace.
这些异端他们所教导的呢，是要人遵循他们所定的这些教条，人才够资格参加他们的这个神的这个教会。
Another meaning reality, and maybe this is the way it's translated, is the word truth.
有另外一个reality, 讲到这个真理的这个的一个翻译呢，比较正确的翻译呢，就是在约翰福音里头16章13节所讲到的真理这件事情。
In John 16, it says, "When the Spirit of Truth comes, He will guide you in all truth."
在约翰福音第十六章第十三节这边讲到呢，只有当真理的灵圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白。
So truth doesn't just refer to teaching. Truth is reality.
所以真理呢，并不是讲到教导这件事情，真理它就是真理。
In some ways, John 14:6 could have been translated, Jesus said, "I am the way, the reality, and the life."
像在约翰福音第十四章第六节这边，可以用另外一个比较简单的说法，就是耶稣说，我就是道路，我就是真理，我就是生命。
So Christ is the reality of honoring our parents, the reality of love, and the reality of holiness.
耶稣基督他的真理呢，是教导我们要敬重我们的父母，要他因为他是爱的这个本体，因为他是圣洁的。
So in some ways you can say the law is the menu, but the reality is the food that nourishes us.
我们可以这么说，律法呢只不过是一本手教我们行事的手册，但是呢真理呢却是喂养我们的灵粮。
So not only is Jesus the reality of life everlasting and the reality of God's holiness, Jesus is the reality of our spiritual growth.
所以呢耶稣不仅仅是那永恒的生命，他也是那圣洁的这个本体。耶稣呢更也是那位帮助我们在灵里成长的那位圣灵。
The only hope for spiritual growth and health in the body of Christ is a personal clinging to Christ, the head, not religious regulations.
属灵生命和基督和在基督里健康的这个唯一的希望呢也就是让基督来做头。
So here again, false teachers taught special religious duties for spiritual growth.
假的教师呢，他们教我们需要经过一些特别的一些宗教上的这个习俗呢，我们才能够有这个灵里的成长。
So the true path to spiritual maturity is holding fast to Christ as the head, not just following self-determined rules.
所以真正在灵里的这个成熟度呢，我们是要来尊主耶稣基督为头，而不是来按照我们自己所决定的这个人的这个规条来行事的。
So I'd appreciate what Paul is saying here. The false teachers of the Colossians were advocating a number of Jewish regulations, arguing they were essential for spiritual growth.
在这里呢，假教师呢，在这个哥罗西这个地方呢，他挑拨起犹太人对一些规条的一些争论， 然后争辩呢，他们必须要有这些遵守这些规条，他们才可以有灵里的成长。
They also brought in other things that were outside of the Bible, like the worshiping of angels, involved praying to angels to help protect them from evil spirits.
他们甚至有这样子的说法向天使来祈求，来保护他们能够来离开邪灵这样子的这个说法。
So in church history, we know that there was one period where Michael the Archangel was really worshipped. And you might even hear today, praise for Saint Michael.
在教会的历史当中，的确有一段期间呢，教会是来膜拜这个 Michael 这位天使长。甚至在现在呢，你可能都可以听到说我们来为这个撒旦来祈求，来赞美撒旦。
Not really reality.
No.
Okay, so as we look at this, what holds our family, the body together here? Is it a set of rules and customs, or is it really the Lord Jesus?
究竟在我们的现实当中，是谁使我们和我们的家庭合而为一的呢？是世上的这些规条或者是习俗呢，还是耶稣基督他的真理把我们和家来连起来的？
Pat and I both have a better appreciation of joints and ligaments that it talks about here.
Pat 和我呢，我们都真正深受深深的了解到我们的关节和我们韧带的重要性。
They're important parts of this temporary body we now have.
我们现有的这个身躯体呢，也只不过是暂时的。
I had a major joint, the knee, replaced, and Pat had tendons, and ligaments reconnected and repaired.
我有了一个换膝盖的一个大手术，那 Pat 呢？他有对这个韧带呢有一个重新的连接和修补的一个手术。
Still, my new knee will only last so long, and Pat's tendons may wear out again. Sorry.
是的，我的膝盖也只不过能够再维持一段时间，而且 Pat 他的这个韧带呢也会再磨损的。
These bodies are really meant for about 70 to 90 years.
我们被造的这个身体呢，也只不过是最多能够来延长有这个70到90年的寿命吧。
But the body of Christ will last forever because Jesus holds it together.
但是耶稣基督的这个身体呢，也就是教会呢，却是可以永远长存的，因为我们有耶稣基督把我们连接在一起。
Christ not only provides leadership, but he's also a source of nourishment for every member of the body, its joints and ligaments, so that it grows and matures.
耶稣基督呢，不仅仅是我们的这个领袖而已，他同时呢，也维持我们身体每一部分成长茁壮所需要的这个结合力。并提供我们养分。
So Christ is the head from where the whole body, the church, derives nourishment and growth.
所以耶稣基督他是头，除我们就是整个这个我们就是整个这个身体，也就是教会，那都是从这个从耶稣基督我们来支取养分来成长的。
Let's look at Ephesians 4, verse 15 and 16 together.
让我们一起再来看这个以弗所书第四章15到16节。
Instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of his body, the church. He makes the whole body fit together perfectly, and each part does its own special work. It helps the other parts grow, So that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love.
在以弗所书第四章十五到十六节这么说道，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按其职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
So in conclusion, what should we do after we realize that Jesus is reality?
所以我们可以做一个结论既然我们已经了解到耶稣基督是真理的时候，那我们应该怎么来回应他呢？
If we haven't already, we should accept that Jesus is the reality of life everlasting and put our trust in him for the forgiveness of our sins and for this new life.
如果我们还不认识耶稣基督他就是真理的时候呢，那我们就应该来接受耶稣就是真理这一件事实这一件真理，那相信他会原谅我们的过犯呢赐给我们永恒的这个新生命。
And really only then can we see he's also the reality of God's holiness.
只有这样子呢我们才可以看到耶稣基督呢他是神圣洁的这个本体。
All people that truly want to see God's holiness can and will see it in Jesus.
当我们想见神圣洁的时候呢，神就会让我们在耶稣基督里看到神他自己的圣洁。
This is the only way to really know God our Creator.
这是唯一的方式呢，我们可以来认识这个神，他就是创造我们的那位主。
As we see his holiness and long to be more like Jesus, we find that Jesus is the only reality of our spiritual growth.
只有当我们看见他的圣洁的时候呢，我们才会激起我们那个渴望更像耶稣的那份的这个心。那我们也才能找到耶稣是我们灵里成长的唯一的一个希望。
So that means we focus, stay connected to him, so we can have spiritual growth as we're being transformed into his image.
单单注目和单单连接于主耶稣基督呢，所以当我们灵命成长的同时呢，我们也会有主，也更会有主耶稣基督他的样式。
Let's pray together.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we lift ourselves up to you as part of this local body. You are our reality. You are the reality of the world. But most important is for us each personally that we recognize that. And then we come together and we love each other, we serve each other, we bring meals to each other. We do things that help us grow, and we do things that glorify you, since you're the head of this body. You're the head of all believers. So we pray as we go through life and we look at what the world has to offer, we see that is truly a fantasy that's not meant to last. But the only thing that's meant to last is you, your word, your body. You are that reality. And so we give you thanks for Jesus. In his name, amen.
Amen.